was mentioning that I'm binge watching with Phoebe Game of Thrones. And, you know, Murph, she's 18 now. So it's not like when she came to me and asked this, you know, years ago, I would have said absolutely not. Right. In fact, I used to keep our girls away from the entire part of the house when I was watching it.
Yeah, you kept me away from it, too.
It's not true. I begged you to watch it with me.
Well, she probably kept you away for different reasons. Too many questions.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, well, anyway,
but
it's so complex.
But, yeah, but, you know, you watching it through the years when the girls were younger, of course, it's not something that would have been appropriate for them to
watch. No way. She's 18 now, Phoebes, and so she came to me and said, I want to watch this show. Will you watch with me? My first inclination was, with you will be weird for me as a mother because some of the racier scenes. And sure enough, I was right.
Oh,
I cannot tell
those
you.
Those begin in the first episode, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't there a rather large discovery in the first episode?
Yeah, I know. Murphy saw the first episode.
Wonder what's going on up there in the tower.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, wow, did they really do that back then?
So this is what's funny. She loves it. Mm. She's hooked.
Good.
Every time she gets free time, she's coming up to me and she's got this look on her face. She's like, Mom, do you have time to watch an episode? So here's how it's going. I let her hold the remote. I do not give any spoilers away. It's fun to watch again because she's got the subtitles on. And she's right. That is the way to watch it.
No kidding.
If you want to understand everything, it is the way to watch it. I'm normally against subtitles. But she holds the remote. And anytime she has a question, she knows she hits pause and she'll ask me a question. And it's tricky. I've been through this series several times.
Yeah, you can answer some, but you don't
I can't answer them all.
Everything.
I can just say I don't want to answer that yet because it'll spoil something for you. Right. Yeah. It's so fun, though. But her favorite character is already, she'll be chosen her favorite character.
Who?
Who do you think it is?
Is it Dothraki?
No.
Oh.
That's mine.
I don't know.
Tyrion.
Oh, okay. Oh. Everybody's favorite is
she
Tyrion.
She loves Tyrion Lannister. Yeah.
He drinks and he knows things.
He does. Every time he's on the screen, she's like, oh, here's my guy. I'm worried about him. I'm worried he's about to get killed.
Even as somebody who does not watch it on a regular basis, I've got to be careful of making the funny quips around Jodie.
Yeah.
Because as I walked by the other day, it's like, oh, look, it's Ned Stark. And I stopped right there.
Please. Yeah. She doesn't know anything yet. Anyway, we're in the first season, and she loves it, and it's weird for me, but fab.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, some big fast food burger changes are a-coming.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Skechers.
Got some burger news here. You may have heard that McDonald's is making some improvements to their burgers.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff they're doing.
Yeah, number one is the buns. This Softer. Is going to affect the Big Mac, the McDouble, the cheeseburger, the double cheeseburger, and the hamburger. Softer, pillowy buns, and they're going to be toasted to a golden brown.
Do you know if they're going to come from the same bakery? Because their McDonald's bread smells exactly the same wherever you have it in the world.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a fact.
You don't know.
That's a pretty big change. You're talking about buns that everybody's known for long time.
And some people like the old buns.
Yes.
Okay. Where else? They're also changing up the cheese. It's going to be an easier to melt cheese.
Okay.
So it'll be more melty. And the onions that they put on the burgers, instead of just putting them on afterwards, now they're going to put them on while they're on the grill. So you kind of get a little caramelization on
the
onions there.
That'll be a little less, a little less bite.
More Big Mac sauce, I heard.
More Big Mac sauce. Of course, that's only on the Big Mac. So.
But they were getting kind of dry.
Hotter, juicier, and more delicious is what they are calling it. And that'll be by 2024. We'll start seeing that all over the place. Also, this summer, McDonald's is rolling out a frozen Hawaiian punch.
Ooh.
Now, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an icy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they have a Coke one and they have a blue raspberry one, but this year the new one is Hawaiian Punch.
That's
frozen Hawaiian
fun.
Punch. Not to be outdone, Burger King is introducing a new Whopper, Bacon Jam Brisket Whopper. It's got the Whopper meat. It's got some shredded brisket on it. Good enough right there. Two slices of cheese, crispy onions, smoky sweet bacon jam, all on a toasted bun.
Bacon jam.
Bacon jam is so good.
It's like
jelly. Go ahead, say it. It must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
Right.
It's like jelly, but it's got the bacon and the salty and the sweet all built into it.
Good to know that you like that. All right, Sam.
So good. And Reese's is bringing back, right now they have back the creamy peanut butter cups and the crunchy peanut butter cups. They had these a couple of years ago. Inside, it's all creamy peanut butter, or the crunchy ones, it's all crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, I didn't know that existed.
They went away for a couple of years. They're back now because Reese's wants you to go try them and then vote on their website which one you like better.
Oh, we like all Reese's.
Yeah, that's what. Anything with Reese's, it's good.
Up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
George Clooney spilling secrets we never knew about Ocean's 11.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
George Clooney has been hanging out with Steven Soderbergh again at the 2023 TCM Classic Film Festival, where they're talking about the original. And George Clooney, in my opinion, was never better. He certainly never looked better than Ocean's 11.
I'm out.
You're out.
The prison. You remember the day that I went for cigarettes and didn't come back?
I remember,
you must have
George.
Noticed.
Technically, the original is
Frank
Sinatra.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking about our Ocean's 11.
Which is 2003. Is that when it came out?
Uh-huh. Was there ever a better ensemble?
It was all stars.
And the way that they all dressed and looked, I could watch that movie on mute and be like, yep, what he's wearing, what she's wearing, bring it, love it. So they were talking about it, and at these things behind the scenes, you start talking about these old classic films, and don't you like knowing who almost got a role but didn't?
I do.
Okay, remember the famous role of Linus was played by Matt Damon.
You're this close to losing that.
Okay, I don't even understand what happened in there. What did I say?
Matt Damon was great.
Yeah.
George Clooney revealed the other day behind the scenes at this festival that a couple of big names turned down the role of Linus. We're in talks to play Linus. Mark Wahlberg was one of them.
Oh.
Right. Could you see it?
He would have done good.
I know. Yeah.
Well, he wound up doing Departed in a big role.
Yes. But then Johnny Depp also.
Nah.
I know. I don't see that happening.
He doesn't go with that group.
George Clooney said there were others. And they regret it now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Your comments from our Facebook page.
Actually, specifically, Sam's suggestions for you for this weekend.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Sam, you've got a message coming into the Facebook. This is from Carol. It's from Carolyn. Hi.
Hi.
This message is for Sam. I just heard about your son, Parker, that he's going to be in a play at school.
Yes.
You guys were discussing what you should bring him, and Jody mentioned snacks. You didn't want to bring him flowers.
No, I didn't want to give him flowers. I've already got an idea for snacks.
Excellent.
Involving drinks, candy, and chips.
Whoa, he's going to clean up. Okay. She says, I'm sure you could find snacks in the form of a bouquet online somewhere.
Ooh,
a
cookie bouquet.
She's right.
Might be nice.
She's right. Yeah. You got to hold that in your lap, though. Realize you're going to... if it's too big, you're going to...
That's not good.
The people behind you might not like that.
Yeah, well, I won't like that because I'm going to be going...
Crickling.
I can't eat these.
Murphy and I have been there because our girls' theater was their sport, is their sport still. And I mean, for me, it was usually flowers. And they would get... I put them under the seat or in between us in the seats. And so you need to be able to hold it without being... obnoxious during the performance.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a way to package candy, chips, and drinks.
Well,
because it's like it's not a bouquet.
I could always do a pinata.
Well, I thought maybe get a little bucket. So instead of a bucket, a bouquet, I got a bucket.
Skinny with some candy bars in it. Long candy that can stick up. That way it's not, you can put it on the floor next to you.
You like Slim Jims and Tootsie Rolls?
I didn't mean Slim Jims, but I'm sure he'd
like
it.
That's long.
It is.
Anyway, that advice from Carolyn.
You know what? A bouquet of Slim Jims. There's so many flavors of Slim Jims.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So much
fun. Tie them together and put a bow on it. Ta-da!
See, you're going to be sad that this is his only performance because he's about to graduate high school.
Yeah.
Because now you finally get to bring the theater kid something. I always love doing the flowers, What was even more fun for me with having a theater kid... kids, Taylor and Phoebe.
Yeah, both Taylor and Phoebe.
They love the flowers in the moment. And they're like, thank you. And we'd take pictures and some of their friends' parents would bring flowers too. And then she would come home, Taylor or Phoebe, with all the flowers and give them to me.
Yeah.
And I say not me, but they would be in the center of the table in the center of the house. And I would break out my vases and I would have flowers. I know. It's just the luck of the theater parent. Anyway, she says, I'm sure he's going to be great and wonderful, and you're a proud daddy.
Yep.
Sure are, aren't you? Thank you, Carolyn. Keep it coming on Instagram and Facebook. We love hearing from you anytime.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, have you heard about, and we've talked about, I think, the seaweed blob that spans from like Mexico to Africa?
No.
This giant seaweed blob in the ocean that's headed for the Florida beaches right now. Researchers this week have estimated the blob is made up of about 14 million metric tons of seaweed.
Any reason why it all got together? Just the way the current flows, I guess?
Yes. Time and pressure and the current. Anyway, that was last month when they kind of estimated it's washing ashore now, and it's going to make the beaches sloppy and maybe stinky by summer. Yikes.
Yay.
Number two, Twitter says they're looking to remove those blue legacy check marks today.
Okay.
The verified check marks, they should be gone. They were first for like celebrities and big corporate accounts or whatever, important public figures. But now that anybody can pay like $8 to get one, it's like, wait.
You don't get it free.
Not,
we're taking it away.
Just don't know.
Unless you want to pay for it.
There's too many fake accounts because of it. Again. And number three, Tiger Woods on the mend. He underwent surgery this week to fix that arthritis in his right ankle.
Yeah.
Which was also caused.
That was very obvious at the Masters when he had to pull out.
And that injury, of course, was caused by that car crash that he almost died in.
Oh.
So he needed to have this anyway. The doctor said the surgery was successful.
Three things for you to know today.
Sam's Got Music News.
Powered by Lowe's.
The Jonas Brothers have announced three secret shows. Oh, and they've released a new song, too.
Waffle House.
This is Waffle House, yeah. By the way, when I found a video for this song, there was a comment under it from somebody that said they were a Waffle House employee.
Oh, yeah?
And they said the company put this on all the jukeboxes at all the Waffle Houses.
Of course. Of course.
The new album doesn't come out until May, but Jonas Brothers have announced three secret concerts, one in L.A., one in Dallas, Fort Worth, and one in Baltimore.
What's secret about it, then?
We've got the dates, April 25th, 26th, and 28th. The secret is the venue in those cities.
Oh.
They're not saying whether this is like stadium or just the little intimate club
setting.
Yeah. And today is the final day that you can apply for tickets. You have to be a verified Ticketmaster person.
Sure.
It's only open through about lunchtime today. And if you don't get verified, you won't have a chance at the secret tickets. You've got to be a verified.
And these are shows next week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But if you live, you know, close enough, driving distance, why not?
Yeah, they've got a really cool PR person or whoever's thinking
they're doing
of
all
this,
kinds of cool
they're
stuff.
Doing all this stuff that no one's ever done in the music business.
They played one of the baseball stadiums twice.
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sold out shows.
Mm-hmm. Also got a new concert tour to tell you about. Alicia Keys is coming.
This girl is on fire.
It's called the Keys to Summer Tour.
I love that.
Kicking off June 28th, going all the way through August the 2nd, about two dozen dates.
Yeah.
Tickets will be going on sale to the general public this Friday. Also, you can buy VIP packages. That includes not just a meet and greet, but you can be in one of her intimate and exclusive soul care sessions. She does that before each show.
Oh my gosh. Murphy would
love
that.
Yeah.
Murphy loves her, and rightly so. I'm hoping she does the double piano thing.
That went over so well. I think she needs to incorporate that.
It's one of her things.
Yep, and we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the death of Naomi Judd. So two big TV things coming up. At the end of the month, Paramount Plus has one called Winona Judd Between H-E Double Hockey Sticks and Hallelujah.
Oh,
I want to say it.
That's
Wednesday the 26th. They're going to follow her since mom passed away.
Oh, wow.
A little documentary. And CMT's got one April 29th. That's going to be the final concert. All those folks that came together to tribute Naomi.
Okay.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Winona Judd, also, just know this about her. She's unafraid to go there. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something raw, you're going to get it from her.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 7:20.
Coming up next, though, what is digital hoarding and why do so many of us do it? Do you guys know what digital hoarding is?
I can only assume it's keeping everything on your computer and never getting rid of anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
is that a problem?
Easy.
Apparently it is. Apparently it's not good for your mental health. I'm thinking, to me, in my brain, tell me if I'm wrong, Murphy, your opposition to this would be, but you don't have to get rid of digital things. So why not keep them all?
So, you know, if you separate things out, if you have a system like, I mean, because I've got, I've been doing 25 years worth of computer things probably in our family.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, I keep everything that's important. But things that are archived or older, some of those things just get moved to the side so that I'm not searching through them.
Yeah, it's hoarding it a little bit, though.
I think there are two schools of thought on that. If it's not overwhelming for you to look at when you search, great. However, if it's as simple as typing something in a search bar that you need to look for, you don't have to worry about it.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't see a problem with digital hoarding.
I know.
I mean, you're taking up minimal space, sometimes a cloud, so there is nothing.
Right.
You know, and like Murphy said, if you want it, it's at your fingertips. It's not, wait, where did I put that?
Oh. What it's considered is hoarding, saving, holding on to, and not being able to having a hard time parting with excessive amounts of digital material. It's apparently a problem. Most of us have like at least 40 or so apps on our phone. We use half of them or less.
And I can see that, and I am overwhelmed by the apps on my phone. I actually have 400 on my phone. But go ahead.
Is that considered digital hoarding?
Digital addiction.
Or digital extreme.
Excessiveness. Yeah. We have 1,000 unread emails in our inboxes.
No way.
Of course.
I couldn't handle that. I got to have about 24 at the most.
You said that the other day. What were you saying that you get rid of all the time? Were you saying pictures that you constantly go through your phone and get rid of pictures for your own organization and mind space?
Text, pictures, yes.
Oh, that's it. That's good. The reason that digital hoarding is an issue for people is because you can, the whole thing, like Murphy just said, you can keep it on a Google Drive or the iCloud or whatever. So you don't, but you end up, you do eventually end up feeling a certain way. You feel like you've got too much to deal with and go through.
Yeah, it becomes clutter like anything else. That makes perfect sense to me.
You know you've got it. You hope to go get it. It's mental clutter, apparently. I don't think I even have 40 apps on my phone, I'm happy to say. I bet you if I counted, I'm at 40 or less. Which feels pretty good.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Are you ready for this? I want you to sit down if you were ever even the teensiest, tiniest little Twilight fan.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
I belong with you.
You may not even want to admit that you couldn't stop reading this.
The books I loved. The movies were okay, but I really did love the books.
You were outpacing me on those books.
Well, they were good.
Sam, you big spoiler.
Well, good for a girl like me.
Okay, I thought the books were fun.
Yeah.
I thought the stories had a lot of teeth. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of bite.
Then you go to the theater and it's like, this is not exactly what you imagine. And then it became this whole spoofy thing. But Twilight fans, if you even liked it a little, there is a TV series based on the books in the works at Lionsgate Television. Hmm. And author Stephanie Meyer is expected to be very involved in the project.
Wow, so we're getting a Harry Potter TV series and a Twilight TV series.
And the Twilight TV series could go on and on and on and give us more and more and more, just like the Harry Potter thing will, okay? A network or a streamer is not attached yet, but you better believe somebody's going to jump all over it. These are stories that made Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, our Pats, household names.
Especially in that first one when he was sparkly.
He was sparkly the whole time. Twilight being made into a TV series.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Guess who needs a surprise personal day off? I have a request to make of Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
What is that, Sam?
You know I'm part of it. I need a day off.
Okay.
Because I just found out that I've got another graduation to go to for another kid. Will, my son Will.
Oh, wow.
He's getting his master's in theological studies coming up in May.
Okay.
Now, I knew he'd been working on it online. I just didn't realize it was time. He did his thesis and all that stuff.
What was his thesis on?
Okay. Hang on here. You ready?
Yes.
It's in theological studies, by the way. His thesis was on the influence of Nestorianism upon Islam during the Golden Age of Islam.
Whoa.
Anybody?
No, wow. I have nothing. Hmm.
That's impressive. Well, obviously, that took quite a bit of research work.
He was hoping to have it done, apparently, by last December and graduate then, but who knows?
He got married and
new house and all that stuff. Right. So now he's getting graduating coming up May the 12th. It's a Friday.
Yes.
And it's going to require taking a plane six states away. So.
Yes. Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, yeah. Totally. You should. I'm excited for you.
So I either need to be off or leave a little early that day.
We'll let you leave a little early.
So who do I talk
day,
to?
I
the HR department? Do we have an HR department or is it just us?
This is super exciting. And it's the whole, there's a whole ceremony. It's you're going to go,
he's gonna
dress
get
up.
Whatever you get when you get a master's. I guess they give you a fancy hat and a different
diploma.
You get
all the same things except
Yeah.
It's that higher level. And it's probably a smaller ceremony, honestly.
And I haven't told him yet I'm coming. It's like part of me wants to make it a surprise since it's so far away. And it's like the chance of dad coming is slim to none. But then he only gets 6 tickets, and I don't want to lose out.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could be a heck of a curveball, you know what I mean, if you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I'm sorry, sir, we're all out.
I flew all this way.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to let him know you're coming, unfortunately. All right. I know you're a big fan of the surprise, so make your surprise.
Oh, I know. I'll let his wife know. She can slide me a ticket on the sly.
Will she be able to do that?
I'll just tell her she has to hush up.
Do you have that sort of relationship with her?
I'll find out.
Yeah, the hard way.
3 things you need to know today.
Number 1, if you've used Facebook in the last 16 years, you could be eligible for some of that settlement money. Have you heard about it?
No.
A part of the $725 million settlement that the company Meta, you know, has made about those privacy violation lawsuits that happened, that whole scandal in 2018. Make your official claim on the website, and you have to do it and provide information by August 25th of this year. There's no idea. Nobody knows how much money anybody's going to get because it depends on how many people file. You understand?
It's, you get 57 cents. Okay.
Maybe you will. Number 2, Netflix. The whole news, a day ago was that they're about to crack down on password sharing here in the U.S. They were going to roll that out. And it turns out it didn't go so well when they rolled it out in other places, like even in Canada. It's like, no, subscriber said, no, thank you. And they just canceled subscriptions.
Oh.
So Netflix is saying, you know what, let's put this off for a while. You know what, maybe not.
Maybe we should think about this.
So go ahead and continue to share your password, I guess, if that's something that you do. And number 3, this summer we're getting an HGTV series based on a Barbie dream house.
Hi, Barbie.
Along with the movie.
Hi, Barbie.
HGTV is giving us a show hosted by Ashley Graham called the Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge. They're going to take a regular suburban home and redesign it into a Barbie Dreamhouse. It will air this summer over 4 episodes.
3 things to know today.
Check out the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast, a free and easy way to catch up on anything that you might have missed in 30 minutes. Pretty easy to download.
Or anything you mixed.
Yes, that too.
Social Media Connect.
Jody, we've got some emails and some comments for you here
about
the cake stand that you saw in the antique store.
Yay! Yes, I call Angelique. It a cake stand.
Yeah, the cake plate.
Platform.
Angelique says, hey, just curious to see if you went back to buy the cake stand.
I'm supposed to go get it today.
Oh, you're gonna go for it?
I want to. I've priced them on. Here's what I did. I saw it in the store. I wanted it. It called my name from the corner, Jody. But I didn't buy it on the spot. I shopped online and checked the price of new ones, blah, blah, blah. It's not a
Did you call them and tell them to hold it for you?
No. I'm going to let whatever take over. Fate.
It's interesting to me how excited you are about this.
I know. It's pathetic. You know,
it's a cake plate.
No. It's
well,
a
you know
beautiful.
What I'm saying.
It's
Get over it. It's a cake plate.
It's okay to get excited about little things. That's the joy
of
life,
right? Beauty. I'm just saying it's interesting. I wouldn't have walked through and thought, you know what, Jody is going to buy that.
It's a big wedding cake platform, beautiful thing that I'm going to use for boards and desserts when we have company.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. See, if you had drinks for a party, that would be a great thing to put in the middle of the table with all your mixers and drinks. People could reach in and grab.
Yeah, we don't
I mean,
do
I know
that.
You're going to do charcuterie, but I'm saying it's got many uses.
It does. M-I-N-I uses.
All right. Now, Tracy says about the After the Show podcast, and we were talking about multitasking.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You 3 are very good at dealing with life. Oh, thank you. But I would have to say that Jody has an edge over the boys.
I would say that.
Anyway, from what I can tell from here.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what she says.
I don't think so. I think we all have,
Yeah.
Meaning, and so that podcast was about, you're really task switching in your head. You really can't do multiple things at one time.
Yeah.
But I think the mom brain is a real thing. I do think that the mom brain works better than the average brain. Just do.
It does. You're able to, it's your superpower when you become a mom that you can remember everything and you're doing so much. That's why it makes you working women, I think, get more done at work than anybody. But I will say, I'm sorry, this is not a slight, Murphy. I swear, I promise it's not. You know you're the greatest.
What? But I still have to.
No, Sam is one of the only men I've ever met to have mom brain. Sam remembers everything, too.
Yeah.
In fact, Sam never forgets.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming on Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your next Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, though, knowing it's the last time you'll ever do something as a parent. Sam, after your kids graduate from high school next month, Maddie and Parker.
Yes.
Phoebe does the same. I think the graduation's on the same night, different schools.
Yeah.
We'll be at a Phoebe's graduation, and you'll be at Parker and Maddie's graduation. After that's over, will you highly suggest to your kids that they send thank you notes for anyone who gives them a graduation present?
Yes.
Good. I'm making sure I'm not the only one that's still...
No, that's a good occasion for it.
Right.
I mean, I don't always agree with everything you send thank you notes for, but graduation gifts are one of them.
Yeah, I love it when I've sent you thank you notes in the past and I get from you the next day, Sam, why did you send me a note for that? It's like, because thank you notes are beautiful.
It's Christmas.
Don't let you know, if you owe someone a thank you, a handwritten note is probably the best thing you could do. Top choice.
It is for any gift. But graduation especially, since a lot of times it's relatives who would, under normal circumstances, really not give you a gift.
Right.
Not for wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying?
It's just true.
I got nothing for you, kid.
Right.
But it's a milestone in life.
That's how I got my first cross pin.
Ugh. Okay.
Do those even exist anymore?
Probably.
Don't know.
His does.
Actually, I do still have mine.
Of course. The reason I bring it up is because this will be one of the last things that I ever sort of insist. I've never been overbearing about it with our girls, and I wanted them to write thank you notes when they were smaller for certain occasions, and they mostly didn't. When Taylor graduated high school, I sort of insisted because she got all this cool stuff. I'm like, you've got to write some thank you notes. And she did. Phoebe doesn't know this is coming, but I did her invitations for her and sent those off.
Mm-hmm.
But when she starts getting money or gift cards or whatever she gets, I'm going to give her the things and go, look, here's what you... I think she's an old soul enough that she's going to want to do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Write some thank you notes.
Yeah, I can see that.
What if she doesn't? Are you going to do it?
No, of course not.
Jody will not do that for her.
No way. That needs to come from the person in their language, from their heart. I just realized, though, it'll be one of the last things I ever sort of really suggest. Because once, you know, she's in college and moving on with her life, I'm not going to be, hey, I think you should do this.
Whatever, Mom.
Time to back out. Back up.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
White Lotus fans, I've got some dish for you.
Yeah?
Highly anticipated season 3. They're working on it. It's coming. We know it's going to be set in. Do you remember where I told you, Sam?
Southeast Asia.
Thailand.
Oh, Southeast Asia, yeah.
Right. So
we know one character who won't be back. That's all I'm going to say.
I know it hurts you not to spoil something. Hold on to yourself. The word is, though, they love to give us a carryover character.
Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge was in season 1 and 2. It's not likely that she'll come back for season 3.
Why is that?
So the carryover character, they're saying, was Natasha Rothwell, who played Belinda in the first season. She was the wellness girl.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting a big fat stack of cash from somebody. So we may see her in White Lotus 3. That's the rumor.
It'd be nice to see a familiar face.
I know. I love that. I like the carryover character.
Yeah.
Because it's all new people, all new resorts, but why not carry something over? Love it a lot. All right, moving on to the Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey story.
So death created time.
They've worked together a ton, True Detective. They're buds.
Yeah.
They've got another show coming out together. The word is, they recently learned, maybe you've heard this story, that they're, Matthew's mother knew Woody's father, and Woody thinks there's a possibility that they could be actual brothers.
Right.
Woody's excited about this possibility. Matthew McConaughey, not so much, because wait, that's a dad issue. That's an identity issue for him.
Sam, earlier you kind of freaked out when Jody said that the average American has 1,000 unread email in their inbox, right?
And that makes him sweat.
I need a paper bag to breathe into.
So it was about digital hoarding, that we kind of don't get rid of anything digitally, which is not, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing unless it overwhelms you because you're trying to find things.
It makes you feel a certain way.
Same thing. If it's like going into your closet and you can't find what you've been looking for because there's so much stuff in there, maybe you're a digital hoarder.
I think the key to that, though, is when you start digitally saving, that you have a plan.
Okay, a place for it all.
Yeah, because if you just start hitting save, it's like, whoa,
you've
whoa,
just
whoa.
Moved the
this
stuff.
Is work, or this is for about so-and-so, and this is about so-and-so, like folders.
You mean don't keep everything in the downloads folder?
Bingo!
So what freaks you out on the email? So what for you is ideal for inbox?
Right now I have 15 things in my Gmail inbox.
Oh, okay, so
three of which are not read, the rest are read.
See, and you delete all the rest of the email?
No, I reassign them. If it's something, it's like, okay, that goes to here, that goes to here, that goes to here. And so that when I look at my main page, I don't see hundreds. At the most for me, if it gets up to about 30 or three dozen, I start to this has got to come down.
Good.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Murphy gets so much email. And honestly, you are overwhelmed with it. I would love for you to be a little more obsessive about it, like Sam.
Yeah, but I also am the other extreme. I
know you are. You're extreme.
Well, so for me, what it's become, and it's the problem that I'm trying to figure out how to fix. There's so many ways to filter, and so I do that. So purposely now, most email that comes to me is going to be classified as unimportant unless it's a handful of names. So I don't see any email unless it's the stuff I absolutely do need to see.
In that case, why don't you just unsubscribe from the unimportant?
Because there are some things that are there. You need them for reference, e-receipts and things like that.
Completely unimportant. They're just
right. They're
not
just not
worth right now.
They're not a priority that requires my attention. So everything else just kind of goes. If I need to go back, for example, to find an email confirmation that I got on that, it's not going to be in my inbox. It's going to be somewhere else.
Right.
And it's organized like you said. So, but I'm trying.
How many you got in your Gmail right now?
42,000.
Sam's on the floor.